And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, hooray for Friday and for Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day. I love saying that. We begin with a warning this afternoon. We must be vigilant and mindful of ourselves. We must ensure that we do not forget the things our eyes have witnessed. This is an excellent way for us to understand that God has performed many phenomenal deeds in our lives. However, we often become so preoccupied with what is yet to come that we lose sight of what has been and what he has demonstrated. This oversight is our failing and our failure. Yikes. Next, the next lesson's titled A Little Gem. It's a profound lesson that I hope we can grasp and apply. I will review four specific verses, three from Luke and one from Matthew, that pertain to Jesus preparing us. Most of our prayers are centered around being in the midst of a trial or even towards the end of one. Sometimes they're even close to the beginning, but I want to introduce a new principle, preventative prayer. This type of prayer prevents issues from ever arising. And finally, we often discuss what God will do, which is important. However, there are also things the Lord will not do, and it's crucial to review these as well. These three elements will bring joy to our hearts and a smile to our face. Isn't that fantastic?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. I feel in my heart we've proved that with about 1,250 shows over the last 12 years.
Yeah, we've heard that every day.
Every day. It's like, oops, I made that mistake. Oops, if you guys knew how many actual mistakes took place, you would just be laughing. This is not professional. It was just radio. That's all. Here's what we're asking you, though. We're asking you, what do you think? How you doing? What's going on? Do you need prayer? We'll pray for you. Do you got a prayer praise report? When you share a praise report, it honors God, it reaffirms it to yourself, and it blesses other people. When you lift up something in prayer with faith and you bring other faith into it, the more faith, the better. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So it pleases the Lord. So if we combine our faith and petition on prayer, wow, that's the way to go about it, right? Maybe you got something you just want to share. Maybe the Lord's blessed you something. Maybe there's something going on. And just like, yeah, just want to just kind of share this or just an expression. Great. Fantastic. Right? The idea is to encourage one another. Does that mean that you can't be disappointed about some of the things you're seeing around the world? Nope. You can be certainly disappointed. Don't be so focused, though, that you lose sight of the eternal, because that would be a mistake and a sin. What you want to do is make sure to stay focused first on the Lord. Seeking first the kingdom, not letting the world or its news or any of its other rumors ruin your life. Get that? In the meantime, if you want to reach out to us, you can do that by sending an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. What? Yep, Doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego. Doesn't matter whether you're in Denver. Doesn't matter if you're in Dallas or Detroit. Give us a call. If you're on the moon, again, we just don't know how you're breathing. Here's the bottom line. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. And there it goes. And there it goes. And the button's not pushing. Are you straining because it's not pushing for you? Okay.
Ready? All right. Thank you for the intro.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the best he's getting.
That's just as good as the actual song.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. What you guys don't understand, our equipment is phenomenal. It was produced right after somebody fell off their dinosaur. You get what I'm saying? Okay, good. All right, so if you talk to Jammin' Jacob, let me just tell you what it's like, because you can't pull that up, and if you can't do sounds, you can't do sounds. That's part of the show. Here's what it is like. Here's what it's like talking to Jammin' Jacob. It's like heading into the weekend. See that? Heading into the weekend. You want me to do it for you? Aww.
Okay, so the phone ring's still working, so we're good on that. Yeah.
You guys, you have to.
It's
love
just
it.
No intro music today.
This is the thing I love about live radio is this. You think you don't like it? Yeah, because you have no idea. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so I'm complimenting you, so you just feed off that. Talking to Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Okay, we're working. We're good.
Okay, there you go.
That's right. Funny because we just talked about how it's not professional radio.
We have proven our point. There is no way you can deny it. Look, we also do weird things like history. We do, and they're weird. We do jokes, which some of them are not that funny, and some of them are okay, and some of them are actually funny. And then on top of all of that, we do Bible trivia. We offer that up to you. Here we go. I'll see if you guys can answer this while somebody's calling in here, and I'll just make it super easy. Who is the man in the New Testament who had two books written to him? Who is the man in the New Testament who had two books written to him? Is it Prochorus, Demas, or Theophilus? Your answer is in Luke 1:3 and Acts 1:1. That's Luke 1:3 and Acts 1:1. Who is the man who had two books in the New Testament written to him? Is it Prochorus, Demas, or Theophilus? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Somebody is on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a prayer request.
A prayer request. Let's send them through, please. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joanne.
Hello,
how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm very blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Well, first of all, yeah, I was calling to help y'all test the equipment. It's looking good, looking good. Well, and actually, I have a praise report and then a prayer. But I did overhear the trivia while I was on hold, so I would love to answer it.
Absolutely. Let me set it up for you, and then you can answer it. Who is the man who had two books in the New Testament written to him? Is it Prochorus, Demas, or Theophilus?
Well, it's definitely Theophilus.
That is correct, Amanda!
Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke addressed him in both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts.
That is correct. That's Luke 1:3 and Acts 1:1. And Theophilus, remember what we said what Theophilus means? Do you remember that, what it means?
Lover of truth?
No, it's close, though. It's one who loves God.
Theophilus. Yeah, Theo is God.
That's right.
I'm half Greek. I should know that.
Yeah, so that's what's cool. What's cool about that is that, see, it's written to him, but it's also written to all of us who love
Amen.
God.
Amen.
See?
And the only Gentile, Dr. Luke was the only Gentile to write in the New Testament. Gotta love
that. That is correct.
But
you have to recognize how funny it is that God also made the Holy Spirit choose a doctor.
Amen. And speaking of doctors, that's part of my praise. So, you're so fun, Dr. David. Thank you. You're another kind of wonderful doctor. Well, anyway, you so graciously prayed for my twin sister and me when we called into the show on Monday. And first, that was such a fun doctor visit. It was so Holy Spirit anointed. We had so much fun with the staff, and there are quite a few staff there, and we know a lot of them. And sometimes it's just delicious when you get an extra big hug from one of the nurse's aides that they just cling to you for a few moments. You know, they love us. We love them. They love us. So, and our preliminary report about the mold in our blood is looking better. So we live in a cute little house, but it's very old, and it does have some mold, so the Lord will provide for us a better place to live. But the other quick praise is last Friday, I did need to go to Social Security to wrap up getting my benefits now that I'm of age. And for the past few months while working on this, I hit glitches on some technical problems, and then I even got a letter from the IRS, from Social Security saying I did not qualify, and I knew I did. I've worked many years as a nurse. So I did text you to please pray for favor, and I got the most wonderful young lady at Social Security who helped me and processed everything so beautifully. It was just a miracle. And on Wednesday, I got the deposit from Social Security, and it was an even bigger check than I expected. It included back pay.
I just want people to understand. So not only did you get what you were entitled to, but they gave you even more than you thought they were going to give you. So it should tell you that shows you that we are more than conquerors through Christ, not just conquering, but even beyond the norm conquering, and that the Lord blessed you and gave you your due because it was just. So that is phenomenal.
We had favor. I had favor. And I love to give to my church first, my beloved First mm-hmm. Baptist Church, but you're always second. And I did not even know this month how I would do the ministry check for He Must Increase Ministry. But because of that extra beautiful miracle, that I was able to do that. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's so great. That's just an awesome, awesome testimony.
Thank you. So I do have a quick prayer request, and this is for my beautiful twin sister. She did get a notification from the IRS that she owes quite a bit of money. We don't think that's right. I did it for her on a really great software program, but I tried contacting the software provider last night. I talked to someone briefly, but then lost the connection. So I'm going to call again today. But would you pray for just the right support and help for us to figure this out? We love our country and believe in paying. But if we don't owe that, Cordelia doesn't owe that, well, then that would be extra money for the Lord. So how about that for a request?
Yeah, that's an excellent request. And there's nothing weird or bizarre. It's like all you're looking for is for it to be right. You're not looking
fair,
for anything. You're not
right.
Looking for any kind of escape. You're not looking for anything like, I owe it. We're not going to pay it even though I owe it. It's like nothing like that. It's simply,
right.
I just want to make this the right thing. So let's bring that before the Lord, who's more than fair, more than gracious, more than kind, and just have the confidence in Him doing the overseeing. People are like, you think you're going to tell me God's going to intercede on that? Yes. That's exactly what He's going to do. Exactly.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's bring it before
please.
The Lord right now. Father, we come before you right now, and we just can't even express to you already. We're just so thankful. I mean, what a cool show you've already given us. So thank you for that, Lord. That's just awesome. And just hearing from, Sergio, and just hearing the different things that you have in your word, and just the grace and the mercy that you've poured on each and every one of us. We just thank you 1,000 times over. I just really, really blessed to hear about Joanne's, you know, testimony, some of her praise reports. Just great, not just for the health, Lord, but just the grace that you've given her working with the Social Security. Because sometimes, Lord, these entities are bigger than we are. Not bigger than you, but they're bigger than we are, and we need your help. And we've got another one for Cordelia going through her process with taxes. And it's like, Lord, they're not trying to get out of anything. They're just trying to make it right. So that's exactly what we're going to pray, Lord. Lord, please help Joanne and Cordelia. And in this situation with the Internal Revenue Service, just to make it right. Nothing. We're just asking for the absolute righteousness of God. It would be awesome if you just gave them even that much more of a blessing, but we're asking you just to be the righteous judge over all of this and give them a break. And let not Cordelia be afraid. Speak against that fear and let her have a settled mind and heart. That, Lord, you are the best defense and offense we could ever imagine. So we leave it before you, trust you for it, and look forward to a praise. We just bless your name, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We receive that. Thank
amen.
You. Praise the Lord. He heard that. He's proven himself faithful. Time and time and time again, what a Lord we have. So
yes.
Thank you, Dr. David. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Carry on.
All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We'll take our break. We'll do our DNA on the next segment because it's all right. We've got lots of stuff to do. We'll just do it one thing at a time. So take a deep breath. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God. For you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I pray praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. This is a brilliant trivia question coming up. Are we having fun so far? We're already halfway through the show.
It really is flying by.
It's just like, what happened? What happened? According to the Gospel of John, how did Jesus write on the dirt? With a branch, with his finger, or with the first lead pencil, which was a number one and not number two, because it would have to be a number one to be the first one? Which of those three did Jesus write in the dirt with? With a branch, with his finger, or with the first lead pencil, which was a number one and not a number two, because it had to be the first pencil? The answer, by the way, for the reference point is in John chapter 8, verse 6. John chapter 8, verse 6. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So those are the ways that you can reach out to us. It's a pretty straightforward question. According to the Gospel of John, how did Jesus write on the dirt? With a branch, with his finger, or with a pencil? Actually, specifically, a lead pencil. Those are your options to respond. I'm going to double check and see. We do have somebody on the line. Do they want to answer the trivia question? They do want to answer the trivia question. So let's send them on through. Then after that, we'll do our DNA. And then after that, we'll do some of the teaching. So send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. Hey. How are you?
Well, I'm making it.
Okay. Well, I know, but see, the fact that you're still calling means that you're still going forward. You're still making
still
it.
Still alive.
That's right. See, you see that to me, I know that sounds ridiculous, but I think that's it. And I got to say something to you. So I know this is going to sound really bizarre, but the reason that I get as blessed as I am that you call and that we pray for you every day, I'm going to tell you why. I am amazed that Christians go through things that are like serious health issues and other issues, major, major issues, and that they don't pray every day with people. I mean, I'm more amazed. Like, if I had something happen and it was like beyond me and I knew my faith was, I need other people's faith to join me, I would be at a church meeting every time I found out any doors were open anywhere. That's what I would do. That's what I would do because I would want the Lord. I would petition. That's why I love it. That's why, to me, it's inspirational. Does that make sense? Okay, well, I hope that does because that.
Well,
that's,
I pray every day. I pray every day. And I
know you are, and I just love that you keep asking to pray because it just – it's like that's what you do. You are doing exactly what I would do. I mean, that is exactly how I would say it to you. I would do it exactly the way you're going about it, just so you can know. But now you got to answer the trivia question first, and then I'll pray for you. Okay. It's not a requirement, but you know what I'm saying. All right. According to the Gospel of John, how did Jesus write on the dirt? With a branch, with his finger, or with the first lead pencil, which would be a number one because that can't be a number two?
With his finger.
That is correct, Mendoza! You are absolutely right. And the only reason I bring up the number one and number two is because you always had to work in school with a number two pencil and you always sit there and say, what happened to number one? It's like, I don't get it. That's how it is. All right, my brother, let me pray over you, okay?
Okay.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We love our brother. He is an inspiration. He's an inspiration to me personally. And I just am asking you to bless him and heal him. Now, we want you to cover him in all things of life, of course. But he has a very specific need. If he was standing in front of you, Jesus, he would just simply say, I need you to heal me of what's going on. I need you to heal me of that which is inside of me. And then, Lord, you'd heal him. And that's exactly what we're asking you to do for him. Bring your healing power to bear and expand it in his body so he can be free from dis-ease. And that you would heal him and that he would receive it and he would know it. And not have to wonder about it. Because when you heal, we know. So bring that healing power into his life by grace, by mercy, by love, by compassion. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless my brother and encourage him and sustain him and be Jehovah Rapha for him. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right. You too, brother. God bless you. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do something a little different, okay? So I'm telling Jacob because it's the only way to communicate. So he's like, what are you doing, Dave? Okay, well, we're going to do a little different, buddy. We're going to do DNA in the next segment because I want to do this one little teaching. It's very simple. So bear with me. Just hang in there. This is at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9 says this. Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. So the first thing I want to deal with, and I just want to say this, is that we're supposed to give heed and keep the things that God has done. And sometimes we are the type of people, I think it would be fair to say, that we tend to forget what has happened and are looking towards what is about to happen. And I don't think that's weird in the sense of human-wise, but I think it's faithless in the sense of being spirit-led. In other words, we can't afford to abandon what we know. The scripture says here, it says, give heed to yourself, keep your soul diligently, do not forget the things which your eyes have seen. Because here's the deal, folks, we've seen it. We've seen the faithfulness of God. We've seen him deliver us financially. We've seen him deliver us from government agencies. We've seen him deliver us from different entities or different problems or different relationships or different ridiculous things. And we know he does it. And it's like we need to hang on to that instead of just looking, going, okay, well, what have you done for me lately? We need to be the kind of people that make sure that we don't let it depart out of our heart what he has done. That's what enables us to be reinforced for what's coming. So instead of abandoning what he has done and just looking for what he's supposed to do or what we think he's supposed to do, we need to hang on to what he has done. It's just imperative. We become so preoccupied with what is yet to come, we lose sight with what's already been demonstrated. And when we do that, we're failing. God's not failing. We're failing him. It should be so ingrained in us. This is how ingrained it should be. Make it known to your sons and grandsons. It should be so ingrained in us, we pass it on. That's how deeply it should be a part of us. I'll just ask this question. It's fair. I'm guilty of this, so you don't think I'm trying to single you out in any way, shape, or form. How much have you told your kids or your grandkids about what God has actually done? I always go back to this. When I shared with my mom this one demonic encounter I had, I've had more than one, but this one that I shared with her, she was more fascinated and open to the kingdom at that moment than almost any other time I shared with her. But then I'm the one who was hesitant to share before that. Like, wow, maybe I should just tell what God has done and let him take care of it. Got to hang on to it. Can't let it go. Get it? That's how you face what's up and coming. That's how you do it. He's been faithful before. That's how you know he'll be faithful again. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. when you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in this show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Saying hello to everybody in San Diego, Denver, Dallas, and in Detroit. People are going, why do you make all the list of those the four things? Well, first of all, they're all in four different time zones. Yeah, that's number one. Number two.
And then we usually say space.
Yeah,
last,
and then yep. Space. Some planet.
Jupiter,
or some moon,
Mars,
or something like that. And the reason that we do that, too, is that who knows what the future holds. Oh, I know who holds the future. That's all that matters. Ha-ha! Let's get to our next trivia question. This is a little tougher, but I am going to give you the reference point, so this will help you. That's a nice way to say what I said. What is the meaning of the name Jehovah Jireh? Or Yahweh Jireh. Stop freaking out. It's not that big a deal. Is it Jehovah Jireh? Is it the Lord who heals, the Lord will provide, or the Lord is peace? See? So this is, if you don't know this is a great trivia question to learn. Your answer is in Genesis 22:14. Okay? 22:14. Genesis 22:14. What's the meaning of the name Yahweh Jireh or Jehovah Jireh? The big thing here is the Jireh. The Lord who heals, the Lord will provide, or the Lord is peace. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. So as we always do, twice a show, we're going to send you up to the website. And the reason that we do that is because, one, there's cool stuff on the website. Okay, cool stuff. Video, audio, there's articles, there's goofy stuff. It tells you where we're heading. By the way, if you're ever trying to figure out where I'm at, if I'm not on the show, go to the website. I always give an update on the website because it's the easiest way to reach everybody as opposed to trying to text everybody or something like that, which is impossible. Don't tell me about, you know, all the other texts. I know. I'm just not doing it that way. So here's the bottom line. On the website is this other thing called a donate button. That's important because we exist by that. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't stress. Stop that. Stop the manipulation-y, weirdy stuff. But if you can give, and you've not given before, we've had some new givers, and I just want to thank you guys, all of you. Guys, I mean general, guys and gals. Thank you, everybody, for giving. And if you can give, and you've never given before, please consider it. Please pray about it. If the Lord says yay, do it. If he says no, don't. It's just that simple. But on the website's a place to donate. It's pretty easy. If you have a problem, just let me know. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That's just legendary. What's even funnier is for everybody who's listening to my voice, if you know any of the Peter Sellers movies, you know how funny that is. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed beyond my measure.
Amen, brother. Amen. beyond any worth that we could ever attain to, right? Just like way past that.
I can't measure how blessed I am.
Amen, brother.
And that has to go with your trivia question.
All right. You ready for it? I'm going to lay it out there, and then let me give you the options, and then you can answer, okay? What is the meaning of the name Jehovah Jireh? Is it the Lord who heals, the Lord who provides, or the Lord is peace?
The Lord is my provider.
That is correct, Mendelssohn! You are right! He is our provider. He's our source and our resource on everything, including our breath. That is exactly right,
That's
my
right.
brother. That's exactly right.
He's never going to cause me to beg for bread.
Yeah, that's right. Nor his seed begging for bread. That is correct. I love that. I'm glad you know that reference. That's a good reference.
Right.
That's a good reference.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, it was hippies, and the bread was called money, and money was called bread.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly how it was. That's right. Right. Begging for bread. Money. Yeah. No bread. No money.
I need some bread.
That's right. I love it. I love it, brother. Excellent. Excellent. Very, very good. How are you? I mean, how are things?
I'm
good.
Yeah. You know what? I could complain, but it don't do no good. So I just rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to let my gentleness be known before all men, because the Lord is at hand. I'm not going to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I will let my request be made to the Lord God Almighty. And the peace will settle in my heart. I can't even imagine how the peace is going to settle in my heart. But it's going to settle in my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Listen to that. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I believe, therefore, I have spoken, and you have done both of those. That is exactly, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right, brother. What a blessing. Yep. See, good job. See, every once in a while, you got to call in. You got
to
share.
I can go on and on if you want me to.
Well, you know I love you. I love you in the Lord.
Whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good.
Think on these things, right? And the peace that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen, brother.
You would have it. You want to have a good time? Read the scriptures. It'll give you a good time.
That's exactly right.
You know, the peace that God passes all understanding.
That's right. Amen.
And the joy of the Lord is my strength. You want to get some muscles in your life? Get the joy of the Lord in your life. You'll get some muscles.
There you go. Spiritual muscles that last, right?
Right.
That's excellent. Oh, you're a blessing. I appreciate you, and you know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like to, I don't like to call too much, but I like to call once a week. But, you know, if it's too much, you just let me know.
Okay. If it's too much, I'll let you know. Okay?
Yeah. But anyway, it's like yesterday when I was texting you, I said, I don't think you could offend me, whatever you said, so.
Yeah, do you remember my reply?
Yeah.
The only thing that offends me is a high electric bill. That's all I want to say.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
God can answer that prayer, too.
Yep. Yes, indeedy. That is correct.
You know,
well, that's awesome.
I think about when I was getting my driver's license, gas was a quarter. And so now I'm looking at the sign right now. It says 275 and 359 for diesel. Well, diesel was cheaper in my day than it is now. It's higher. So I can't make sense of it. But one thing about it, I'm still driving in a car and still able to go from point A to point B in spite of the increase. So God is the God of increase. The Jehovah Jireh is the God of increase. So if you need increase, ask the God of increase, Jehovah Jireh.
There you go. That's a good job, my brother. Go. Very good. Thank you for sharing.
Pray.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to let you go. You got to get back with your show. We'll see you later.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent job. We're going to do our DNA to end this particular segment. Great job by our wonderful brother. See, Roger again is great. Not only that, but he's got the name Roger again. I mean, come on. Because he calls him and goes, it's Roger again. That's right. You might as well laugh. DNA, D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Every day that you breathe is a day you spend time with the Lord. How about that? That's pretty clear. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. And the world is going to increase in trying to make you ashamed. Hey, guess what? They don't have a heaven to put you in. And when you die, you won't face them. You face God, right? So never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
Which means that it's just this simple. Out of yourself and into other people. It's just the nicest way to say this. Get out of just you. If your life is just you, it's not where it needs to be. And that's part of the problem you're having, right? The more you can expand it, the greater of quality your life will be. And I'm just simply saying, put yourself in a place where the Lord and you are in partnership to be a blessing to others, and your life will be substantially better. That is our DNA. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, since we're being honest, so last week I was diagnosed with cancer, and that has been the biggest red flag. We actually thought, and I know God heals. I believe God heals. We actually thought I was going to begin surgery tomorrow, and I would have been out for about a month, which means everyone would have to do the conference without me, and that was going to be a big deal. We're keeping our faith. We're keeping our head up. We're going to keep working hard. Praise God that my surgery was delayed to after conference, and so really this conference will actually be the last time I get to speak for probably a good 2 or 3 months because of the surgery. I won't be able to speak. And even if you hear me now, I'm speaking kind of not as strong as normal. But I'm kind of excited this weekend, this conference is going to be my chance to say everything I need to say about Jesus and his love for people. And hopefully God can use my story as an example that no matter what you go through, you still have a calling. You still have mm-hmm. a purpose. You don't let trials stop you mm-hmm. From doing what God's called you to do. So yeah. I'm thankful I get to be here for the conference, but that's definitely, been some challenges to get ready for it, but it's going to be amazing.
All right. So there's a great thing that comes out of this from a scriptural point of view that I know you know, but sometimes hearing it from a third party is always a helpful element. And that is the Apostle Paul was specific in saying that my speech might not be that great, but don't misunderstand the representation and the power of the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit that operates through me.
Yeah.
And so, you can just sit there and say, there's a connection there mm-hmm. between what he went through, because they were making fun of the way he talked right up until he came. And then that changed in a hurry. Right. And so the idea is to understand that. And then also, a mark of maybe dancing, but a mark of notice would be that you're doing this conference and there's a great deal of warfare that's coming mm-hmm. against you. And
absolutely.
It's like, that's just got to tell you, well, the enemy doesn't move in warfare if there's no purpose to move in warfare.
That's right.
I always try to tell people, Christians, when they go, oh, well, the enemy doesn't care about me. Well, because I never hear him, or I never, it's like, that's a problem. That's not a plus. That's a negative.
Yeah,
it's like, that means you are no threat to any kingdom mm-hmm. anywhere, and that is not good. Let's pray. Can I pray for you
real quick?
Let's do it.
Please.
So, Father, we come before you right now. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch Jason in this surgery process. We know that you can heal. We know that you mend. We know that you help people recover. But you also help people accomplish the tasks assigned to them. And what we pray for is a peace for him and his family. And we pray for a strength, an energy, almost talked about in Colossians, where you give the people the energy to accomplish. And we pray for that energy to work through him, through you, so he can finish the task that was set before him and recognize everything he's doing here has kingdom and eternal value, and nothing should take away from that. We pray that in Jesus' name.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Another flyby show.
We got 10 minutes left. It's like, we got to figure this out.
So I'm only going to do one thing. I was going to either do history or jokes. I'm doing jokes, so just so you can know. But I am doing trivia first. Here we go. What happened to Mo? Okay, what happened to Moses? Don't call him Mo. That was his name. What happened to Mo when he came down from Mount Sinai for the second time? Number one, his back hurt. Number two, his face shone. Or number three, his hair glowed. What happened to Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai for the second time? His back hurt, number one. Number two, his face shone. Or number three, his hair glowed. Now, I do want to say one thing. Aunt Deb got the pow-pow on that, and she's really far away. Like, I don't even know where they are. I think they're, out of Texas, and she's still listening to the show live. So that's kind of cool, because at least we're making that reach, so I'm happy about that. By the way, if you want to reach out to us on that trivia question, here's your opportunity to do so. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I should tell you this. The reference, I need to do this for Jeanette specifically. The reference is Exodus 34:29. Okay, 34:29. What happened to Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai the second time? His back hurt. His face shone. or his hair glowed. Right? Exodus 34:29. Okay, there you go. Blah, 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 blah. You can reach it and go. In the meantime, I do have a couple jokes. I am doing them because, you know what? Let's face it. Whatever you're going to hear this weekend will probably be more discouraging than uplifting from the world. So you might as well laugh about it. Here we go. I got three of them. They're short. Are you ready? Are you ready for them? All right, here we go. Here's the first one, and I think it's pretty funny. The judge says, I find you guilty. I'm giving you a choice. $50,000 or 6 months in jail. The defendant says, Your Honor, I'll take the money. See? See, because he didn't think he was going to have to pay the 50. Okay, never mind. All right, how did the policeman know the photographer was guilty? They found his prints all over the scene of the crime. Hey, 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 definitely like that. All right, this one's really good for a lot of us. Let me just say this. You might not think this is funny, but don't tell me it's not true. The traffic policeman pulled over a driver who'd been speeding, and he asked him, Didn't you see the speed limit signs posted on the road? Why, officer, the man replied, I was going much too fast to read those little signs.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Okay. I'm not going to say I can relate to that, but come on. That's hilarious. What happened to Mo when he came down the Mount Sinai for the second time? His back hurt, his face shone, or his hair glowed? Exodus 34:29. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I am going to ask all of you, before I get into the teaching, to please remember to pray for everybody. We've had a lot of people. We've had Veronica that we've prayed for, different people like that. And we just want to make sure that everybody's praying for everybody. So we prayed for James. We prayed for Veronica. We prayed for a whole bunch of people. Do me a favor, and just when you come before the Lord, even if it's just a moment, even if it's just a mention, lift up one another. Pray for one another. If you don't know everybody's name, but you remember, hey, this person called, or they said this, or this was going on, or Jay called the other day, he needs prayer. We just pray for one another. Just say, Lord, those people on those calls, just ask the Lord to help them, to encourage them, to strengthen them, okay? That's just a right and righteous thing to do. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31 says this, and you just can't go into the weekend with anything better than this. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. So there are four things that come that are just phenomenal. One is a positive and three is a negative, ironically, right? Right? And when you think of it in those terms, the Lord your God is a compassionate God. If you think you're compassionate, if your heart gets pulled when you see a commercial or when you read a story about somebody who's hurt or a family that's been wounded or something that's happened, if you're feeling that way, how do you think God feels about his own creation when they're in pain? That's not what God didn't create people so they would have pain. He wanted it, you know, man chose to go a different direction, but he wanted it to be free of pain. But by our sin, we brought pain in. God's compassionate. He loves you. Don't ever forget, we've told him multiple times, never ashamed or afraid to reiterate again and again and again. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Nothing. He loves you. So the positive or the pro, he's compassionate. And then three negatives in a row. He will not fail you, he will not destroy you, and he will not forget his covenant with your fathers. He will not fail us. Stop thinking, is he going to come through? Is he going to come through? That's a negative faith. That's a wrong faith, faith in the wrong direction. Instead of saying, is he going to come through, we should be saying, he is going to come through. That's one. Two, he won't destroy us. If he wanted to wipe us out based on our sin, every single person on the planet would have been gone. did it once. You can do it again, but he didn't even do it once, really, because Noah and his wife and the three sons and the three wives, they all were spared. He could have wiped everybody. That's up to him. Well, you can't do that. Really? He did it pretty close once. But he won't destroy us. He's made that commitment not to destroy us, even though we deserve it. This is my argument. Well, I deserve this. I deserve this. You deserve to be obliterated and then sent into space for all eternity. That's what you deserve. Well, I'm not as bad as other people. Everybody deserves that, except for Jesus. Everybody. Get it? All right. God is compassionate. On the plus, he is. But he won't fail us. He won't destroy us. And he won't forget his commitment to us. And this is something that I think we need to move out of the, ether in the sky more into the mind and into the heart. God will never forget this commitment he has made to us. He will never forget that he has committed himself to you for eternity. He doesn't sit there and go, well, I was committed to you, but, it was kind of a goofy sunset. Now I don't like you. It's like that's never going to happen, ever. So the positive, God is compassionate. But in three negative, which turned out to be positive things, he won't fail us, he won't destroy us, and he won't forget his commitment to us. None of us are near that good. But God is that good, right? All right. What happened to Moses when he came down from the mountain for the second time? His back hurt, his face shone, or his hair glowed? Exodus 34:29, his face shone because he was in the presence of God and it radiated on his face. And we will give props to Joanne and Cordelia for their answer of saying the Mo glow. That's pretty funny. Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 70 and one half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Just as I am.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.